But first, as the bidding process for contractors to build the president's controversial border wall continues, environmentalists are speaking out. The Center for Biological Diversity filed a notice of intent to sue the Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Customs and Border Protection over its plans to allow the construction of up to 20 prototype border wall designs in Southern California. Plans are hard to nail down for construction, but according to Brian Segui, senior attorney with the center, the government has failed to go through any of the processes laid out in two of our nation's most important environmental laws, NEPA, or the National Environmental Policy Act, and the Endangered Species Act. And he says it looks like the prototype construction is slated to begin in 2 weeks. For more on this, Segui joins us. So, Brian, first, tell us more about the region where these prototypes are supposed to be built. What kind of effects are you worried about there?
Well, as far as we know, and this is another piece of information that's not publicly available, we've had to piece it together from other media accounts. Mm-hmm. DHS has taken some press outlets out to the proposed site, but it's in an area called Otay Mesa. It's about 15 miles inland of the Pacific Ocean, and it has a high concentration of threatened and endangered species, including the coastal California gnatcatcher, Kino checker spot butterfly, which is extremely imperiled, very close to extinction, and two species of fairy shrimp. They live in vernal pool habitats, which is also a very endangered habitat in the Otay Mesa region in Southern California. Generally, it's experienced declines of more than 90% across its range. And so for the government to go about this project carelessly could really have enormous impacts. And so as a first step, we're just trying to get DHS to take simple and common sense measures to look at the potential impacts and then avoid those impacts.
Right. Has the government ever, to your knowledge, done anything like this before where they've sort of proposed and almost began building something pretty large scale in an area without a NEPA process or without going through the Endangered Species Act?
Well, we have seen it in the past in relation to border wall construction that occurred about a decade ago under the George W. Bush administration. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things driving their disregard for the law is that Congress passed and the president enacted a law called the Real ID Act, which provides the DHS secretary the authority to waive any laws that the secretary sees fit that are necessary to ensure the expeditious construction of the border wall in areas of high illegal entry. So that is lurking in the background, but we don't think that waiver authority is applicable here because the construction is not intended to deter immigration. Mm-hmm. It is a prototype project. And also, there's already a double layer wall in this area already, and it's one of the most heavily patrolled areas along the border. So it's not area of high illegal entry any longer.
So what's the goal of this lawsuit then? Is it to halt these prototypes, to get the Department of Homeland Security to comply with this, or to just sort of get a judge to put an injunction and not let this happen in 2 weeks?
Well, the immediate goal is to protect the local environment. And so that could be done if they did comply with the environmental laws. This is an important first step to building the larger border wall, which would be a disaster for wildlife, an unmitigated disaster, and we will fight that border wall at every step along the way. This prototype project is fairly small scale, and the government's failure to comply with environmental laws really does not bode well for the larger border wall project. And it illustrates, it's just one snapshot of the type of issues that will arise all along the border wall, because the borderlands region from the 2,000 mile long U.S.-Mexico border from San Diego to Brownsville has some of our nation's most important environmental areas, national parks, national monuments, rivers that bisect the border, endangered species. The larger environment and the species that exist within it, within that environment, don't recognize these international boundaries. So we're just going to resist the larger border wall proposal at every turn.
All right. Brian Segui is a senior attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity. Brian, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you very much.